back to Gaza and a study by the BBC World Service on over 160 cases where children have been shot there from the first weeks of the war up to last month. They found that in 95 cases, the child was shot in the head or chest, and in most of these cases, the victim was under 12 years old. Israel doesn't allow foreign journalists to enter Gaza, and destruction and displacement has made it difficult to gather material. The Israeli Defence Forces told the BBC in response that intentional harm to civilians and especially to children is strictly prohibited and that incidents that raise suspicion would be investigated. Stephanie Hegarty is global population correspondent for BBC News. We'll talk with her shortly. Here she talks to Professor Derek Pounder, former head of pathology at the University of Dundee, about the fatal injuries to the two children.
Overall, it's most likely that a single gunshot has struck the infant, passed through the infant into the man, causing him to collapse and killing both of them.
What is it that you can see in this video, which isn't very clear, that tells you that?
There's no evidence of any blast injury with flailing of the arms and legs. There's not obvious large injuries to the bodies. The video is of relatively poor quality, but we can see what are likely bloodstains to the man's left shoulder and chest area. High-velocity gunshot wounds from military rifles leave a small entrance hole and cause devastating internal injuries.
That's Professor Derek Pounder, former head of pathology at the University of Dundee. Stephanie Hegarty is with us. Stephanie, thanks for speaking to us today. Could you tell us more about Leyan's story?
Yes, so Leyan Al-Majdlawi, we came across her case when a video was broadcast on the Qatari network Al Arabi TV. As you heard there, it was quite a grainy video that just showed the aftermath of her death, her and her father lying on the street in Gaza City. We were able to, there was no information about who they were when Al Arabi broadcast this, and we spent many months trying to figure that out and track down the family. And we did. We managed to find a death certificate for Leyan's father and for Leyan herself. She was 2 years old. And when we eventually managed to contact her surviving family, we spoke to her mother, brother and sister, Shahid, and they told us that the family had been evacuating after an evacuation order and travelling in Gaza City. This was in November 2023, so early on in the war. They were travelling down what was at the time, they thought, a quiet street when they passed a junction. And Shahid, who was 12 years old at the time, told us she saw a tank up the street to her left, started running, and her father, who was carrying two-year-old Leyan, was slightly behind her, and he fell. And Shahid says she and her brother ran back to help and tried to grab their little sister when they were shot at again. In the video, which we saw, which is part of our report, you can see Leyan and her father on the ground. He, in his final moments, he reaches out to touch her. It's quite a heartbreaking moment. And we found out that they both did die.
Tell us about how you went about reporting the wider story, Stephanie.
So one of the great difficulties, of course, in reporting this story for everyone is the fact that Israel won't allow foreign journalists, the BBC and others, to enter Gaza independently. So when it comes to compiling information, we rely on those on the ground who are under increasing pressure with destruction, displacement, lack of food and fuel, and also the few people that are allowed into Gaza, like volunteer foreign doctors and nurses. So to find the list of cases that we did, we verified media reports, we spoke to human rights groups that have researchers on the ground, and we spoke to 30 doctors and nurses who treated these children. So many of these doctors and nurses told us of multiple cases that they witnessed, but when we compiled the list that we did, we only included those they had some documentation of. So that means photos or videos of the cases or medical notes they took at the time or journals they kept. And we also, of course, spoke directly to families who lost their children, like Leanne's family. As well as the case of Leyan that we've talked about, we also investigated in detail the case of a six-year-old, Mira Tambora. She was shot on the street with her father about 4 p.m. in the afternoon. They had just passed through an IDF checkpoint. They were 1 kilometer down the road when her father told us that she was shot in the back of the chest and taken to hospital and pronounced dead.
Stephanie Hegarty, global correspondent with BBC, global population correspondent with BBC News. Thank you for speaking with us. We'll be talking about the bank holiday next.